Hello, Alex.
Hi.
So you already all know who he is? No, some know here, come on. Okay, we make it. So you created those videos like Du bist Terrorist, You're a Terrorist.
Danke. Thank you.
And they're awesome, and they get a great recipient. Also in my family, they suddenly understand what's going on, why I'm always so cranky about the news. And thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Tell us something about who you are and where you come from and what are you doing in your spare time or in your work time?
I'm a filmmaker, I would say. I make animated films. It's my job, and mainly I make music videos. That's what I live on mostly. And after You Are a Terrorist, or Du bist Terrorist, I started my own little business, and I am doing animated films since a couple of years.
Oh, great job. Wait a second. Das kommt noch. are you standing on the no-fly list of the US of A? Do you know that?
I have no idea. And as far as I know, it's not public yet. I don't know.
Okay. Do you think about protecting yourself, protecting your data when you're doing your daily job, when you're working with your computer?
Well, yes, of course. The topic concerns me. That's why I'm making films about it. And I'm also trying to do my best to protect my privacy, of course. And speaking of it, I'm actually, after this film, which is We Love Surveillance, I'm planning to make some films that tell people that are not so used to using the internet how to protect themselves. Like, not just talking about the topic, but also trying to help the people. What can they do about it? That's what I'm planning to do next.
Okay.
And what we're going to see right now, or in a couple of minutes, is the English version of Wir lieben Überwachung, which was released a couple of weeks ago. And in the last weeks, I had a translator, and I hired a speaker to make an actual real English version of the film. So it's got, I redid all the pictures and all the animations, and we have a real English speaker. And I think the tone of the film changed a little bit. I think it's more lyrical now. But well, I hope you guys like it and enjoy it and share it with everyone.
A warm applause, please.
Thank you. Well, enjoy.
For some time now, it's been clear that we're facing the greatest surveillance scandal the world has ever seen. All those wonderful... For some time now, it's been clear that we're facing the greatest surveillance scandal the world has ever seen. All those wonderful, helpful devices, the ones in your hand or pocket right now, the ones you use at home, that your health insurance uses, your doctor, your internet service provider. Yes, all of those devices have been infiltrated over the years, made a little less secure each year, deliberately. Every single day, every cent you pay, every search you make, every pain and ache, they are watching you. And for one reason, and one reason only, anything you do or say will be recorded and may be used against you. Yes, it violates constitutions. Yes, it violates certain unalienable rights. But there are no consequences. And why? The truth is self-evident. We love surveillance. And there are 7 very good reasons why you should love it too. First of all, we love surveillance because it makes us less vulnerable. Without surveillance, it would only be a matter of time before terrorist attacks destroy the fragile foundation of our democracy, our values, and our freedom. But a way has been found to save these most precious achievements of democracy. We annulled freedom, and replace those values with others less vulnerable. Of course, there will still be terrorist attacks, and there will still be collateral damage, but no terrorist can take away your freedom or threaten your values ever again. Second, we love surveillance because it saves lives. Looking at the number of terrorist attacks worldwide, it would be easy to think that the development of total surveillance with intelligence networks out of control has, if anything, caused the number of attacks to grow. But this is only one half of the truth. A second highly classified statistic shows the classified number of classified attacks that our intelligence services have secretly prevented. Unfortunately, for classified reasons, this statistic must remain a secret. But the effectiveness of surveillance and of the erosion of fundamental rights is proven. And everybody knows that surveillance increases security anyway. Last year alone, video surveillance saved each of your lives on average once per minute. Third, we love surveillance because it saves tax money. There was a time when we would have had to hire an expensive team of undercover agents. Today, pretty much every suspect can be monitored simultaneously around the clock for next to nothing, without being noticed. Thanks to modern technology, we are saving vast amounts of money. And because it is vital that we save as much money as possible, we need to put as many people under surveillance as possible. Fourth reason, we love surveillance because it generates wealth. Do you have any idea how to make money with freedom or with civil rights? No, nor do we. But there are plenty of companies working hard and making big profits with CCTV, biometric passports, drones, databases, border surveillance, spyware, and body scanners. And since the biggest winners are arms manufacturers, the jobs they are creating are not only economically valuable, they are also secure. But thanks to foreign intelligence agencies and their omnipresent industrial espionage, we can even contribute to a better life for our friends across the Atlantic. Fifth, we love surveillance because it secures our future. No one knows which party is going to win future elections and what that will mean for our society. A future government may have no choice but to track down and arrest all the followers of a particular religion or political movement to protect our nation from grave dangers. So it's just as well that we're already gathering every detail about everyone. Yesterday's insignificant fact may be the detail that makes the difference between survival and disintegration for the government of tomorrow. So it's only fair that we're putting tools in place today that go beyond the rule of law. It might be hard to find evidence against future criminals unless we act against them now. Sixth, we love surveillance because it strengthens our community. Privacy and basic rights are relics of a bygone era. Today they only benefit the terrorists and other criminals who abuse these noble ideals. But as long as these remnants remain, you know what you can do for your country. Freely surrender your rights, making life difficult for the troublemakers who keep clinging to theirs. It's your selfless sacrifice, your willingness to surrender your rights unopposed, that allows us to take the increasingly drastic measures that are so essential to the security of our communities. With your help, we can make society safe. And this leads us to the final reason. We love surveillance because it improves our society. It is scientifically proven that persons under surveillance will subconsciously alter their behavior, adjusting to society's norms. Without you even realizing, surveillance is helping you to make the right decisions day by day. And even if you are not aware that these benefits are affecting you personally, you can be sure that by the time the next election comes around, our society, optimized by surveillance and promises of security, will make the right choice. For you and for a successful future. We love surveillance.
Sander Lehmann.